AGSEM, the Association of Graduate Students Employed at McGill University, recently announced the commencement of a drive to unionize tutors, graders, and other non-unionized teaching support staff on campus. According to Union President Justin Irwin, AGSEM must collect signed membership cards from 50% of these employees to unionize them, or approximately 30% of them in order to hold a vote on unionization. If successful, the unionization drive will include these workers alongside the teaching assistants and the invigilators that AGSEM already represents. CKUT sat down with Justin and Ali, a grader and TA involved with the unionization committee, to talk about the merits of organized labor, as well as the obstacles on the road ahead.
Yes, I'm Justin Irwin. I'm the current newly re-elected president of AGSEM.
I'm Ali, grader at McGill University.
Could you tell me a bit about AGSEM, your relationship with the group that's looking to unionize, as well as the groups that you currently represent?
Yes, certainly. AGSEM's been around for just over 20 years now. We were initially, AGSEM stands for the Association of Graduate Students Employed at McGill. And to that end, it was initially formed to represent graduate students in all the different ways in which they were employed at the university. We started off with an accreditation for graduate student teaching assistants, such as myself. Recently, we added to that invigilators. People work as invigilators for exams. And at that point, we actually expanded beyond just being graduate students, because a lot of undergraduates or people who aren't students at all do those jobs. Over the past few years, we've found through the experience that while in instruction, in terms of education at McGill, there's a lot of teaching support that happens. Now, much of that is done by TAs. And when I say teaching support, I mean helping with either instruction directly, working with students, or working with grading, marking exams, giving comments, anything of that sort. Now, a lot of that is done by teaching assistants, graduate students like myself, but increasingly we're finding that in a lot of departments, especially in a lot of certain faculties, much of that work is being shifted and loaded onto people that are working under the name of graders or markers or tutors, or sometimes teaching assistants, but undergraduate teaching assistants who aren't covered by our accreditation. So we've been working for a few years on the project of trying to organize with graders to see about unionizing them, but we've since expanded that into the definition of teaching support work, because one of the things that McGill tends to do a lot of the time, in our experience once again, is that if we limit the definition of a job to a certain title, well, they can just change the title. That's what happened with a lot of people who are doing jobs that we would say, those are TAs, those are teaching assistants. That's a great graduate student who's grading papers, who's helping with a course, and that should be covered by accreditation. But McGill says, no, that's a grader. And so they're not covered by our accreditation. They don't have guaranteed rate of pay like we do. They don't have any recourse in case of problems in the workplace, problems with their supervisor. So we're looking to remedy that. We do largely similar work, and to that end, if I'm grading a paper, I'm making a certain amount of money. I'm making $27 an hour. If a grader's doing the same thing, grading the same papers, he or she might be making half of what I'm making, or even less. So that's something we want to try and get regularized a bit more.
Ali, could you please tell us a bit about your position, the work that you do, and your involvement in the unionizing process?
I've been a TA at McGill for a few years right now, and I've been doing some, I've been a grader at McGill too. And during that grading experience, I've noticed that there are a lot of problems. And since graders are not unionized, there is no union, or there is no one that you could go to, and there is no grievance process on that, and it's you and just the prof, and most of the time graders end up working more time that they are allocated, and they're not paid for those extra hours. And since this unionization drive started, I've been involved with this with unionization committee, and we've gone public for the unionization drive. And the reason that I started to become involved in this process is that I really feel that there is a need for graders and teaching support people, students at McGill, to be unionized and to have the same privileges and rights that TAs are right now enjoying at McGill University.
We also, I should say that this is all being managed by a unionization committee, which is made up of several of our members, and we're looking for people to join that as well. So anyone that's working in one of these positions right now, people like Ali, of course, but also others who haven't been involved yet, we're open to anyone getting involved. And the more, the broader base of contributors we can have, the more we can learn about the working conditions that people are dealing with right now, the more we can learn about who's in these positions, the better it is for us and the better it is for the process overall.
Earlier we talked about the ongoing demonstration against austerity as it's being organized by the SA, and I'm wondering if you might be able to draw a link between that demonstration, the need for this type of labor organizing on campus right now.
Well, yeah, absolutely. There's a clear connection. The university has been telling us for years, and is continuing to tell us, that they don't have the money to increase our wages, that they don't have the money to give us the hours we need. And one of the ways they're responding to that as well is to say that TAs, we cannot afford TAs to do this kind of work. We need to use graders because we don't have to pay them as much. And it's easy for them to do that when graders don't have representation, when there's not a set amount they have to pay them. I've met, over the course of our work so far, I've met and spoken to people working in these jobs who are making minimum wage or less because they don't have that kind of representation. And basically, this kind of casual labor, which is what it is, and it's precarious, allows the university to avoid the cost of paying unionized labor, avoid the cost that's associated with paying, you know, reasonable wages. And everyone's feeling the squeeze, of course. The university has been very vocal about that in the past. So this is a symptom of a wider issue and a wider debate that's going on. But we have to deal with what's right in front of us. And first things first, we need to make sure that people who are working and doing jobs that the university needs done have adequate representation and have some sort of standardized pay and guarantees in the workplace.
I'm sure Justin remembers that McGill asked AGZM to open the current collective agreement and to freeze the raise of TA salaries because of these austerity measures that they have. And at the same time, McGill fails to pay graders and invigilators the reasonable salary, which graders and tutors, they do the same job as TAs do. And since they don't have this representation, they are getting paid even less than half, and one third of the amount that TAs are getting paid.
I'm wondering if you might be willing to comment on previous unionizing efforts. I know that it's not been easy with the university. There was publicization of various pressure tactics kind of waged against workers looking to organize in years past. And I'm wondering how it is that you anticipate similar tactics.
It's difficult to say exactly, you know, what the university is going to do in response to this. The kind of workers we're trying to unionize right now, it's a little bit different from situations we've faced in the past. The employees that we are trying to unionize as graders, markers, tutors, etc., are much more diffuse than, say, invigilators when we work to unionize invigilators. So we're going to face more obstacles logistically there. But the kind of sort of direct interference that we face sometimes from employers, it's difficult to say to what extent the employer is going to be able to, or is going to take any real actions to hinder us in that respect, because to be honest, half the time it seems like the university has got a poor grasp of who these people are and how they're employed as well. So there's obstacles, but I think that for the most part the obstacles are more the issues of logistics and finding the people we need rather than interference from the university.
Is there anything else that either of you would like the Water Montreal community to know about this effort on campus?
Yeah, absolutely. To people that, well, let's just put it like this. If you're working on campus and you're not necessarily clear whether or not this applies to you, simple two questions. Do you work on campus? Are you currently represented as part of a union? If yes, you are, and no, you're not, may very well be that we're looking to talk to you.
And I would like to ask all of the graders, tutors, everyone who is working at campus at McGill to come forward, come to AXIM and sign the unionization cards to make sure that they are paid fairly and reasonably, and they are paid for the hours that they work, and to end all those problems that graders and tutors have right now.
If you are a non-unionized teaching support staff member at McGill and are interested in this process, signing a card, or getting involved with the unionization committee, you can find the AXIM office on the third floor of 3479 Rue Peel. More info can be found on their website at tas.axem, that's AGSEM, -AEDEEM.ca. You have just heard CKT speak with Ali, an AXIM unionization committee member, as well as Union President Justin Irwin about the ongoing drive to unionize graders, tutors, and other non-unionized teaching support staff at McGill.